Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We are deep into 2 Samuel chapter 14, where we're learning about David and his sons. And as we think about David, and even as we glance into the future at Solomon, we are left longing for someone who can fight our battles like David did, but also someone who can rule with wisdom like Solomon did from time to time. And we are left in our angst until Jesus comes along, who claims a devotion and authority and power greater than David had, and says that wisdom greater than Solomon was present in himself. Those are all words and big talk, but does Jesus really deliver? And not just every now and then, but always. That's the question. And what we find when we read the gospel is that yes, Jesus does that very thing. In facing temptation, he always overcomes, proving his absolute devotion to God and to God's word. In taking on death, he proves his power and authority by coming back from the dead. In Jesus' teaching, he proves his wisdom as greater than Solomon's, so much so that Paul says that it is in Christ that all the treasures of wisdom are stored. Friends, what we are learning in a book like 2 Samuel is that all we need and desire in a leader, in a king, we can search the world high and low and find some good men who have some good qualities, but they, like David, will fail. They will grow tired, they will get worn down, they will give in to temptation. They will indulge their own fleshly appetites at times. They will give way to passivity and worldly wisdom, which brings with it sometimes sudden destruction, but inevitably an erosion of what is true and good and beautiful. No one can be that king except for Christ. You can't be that king for yourself. You can't be that king for your family. You can't be that king for your church. We need a greater one, a better one, a perfect one. And you know what is great about this one, this Jesus? He restored the relationship between you and himself, but not because he was tricked or coerced. Restoration is brought to us because of his love for his people. He grants full restoration. He doesn't bring you close just to keep you away from him. He doesn't bring you close to him just to keep you at arm's length. He fully restores and brings you into his own house. And so the call is for you, if you have never done so, to come to Christ today. Trust him today. He's the only one who can save you, redeem you, who can lead you in righteousness, who can restore you, who can heal you. He's the only one who can take a stony, vengeful, angry Absalom heart and melt it down and give you a new heart and new life. There will be no cold, distant embrace and kiss of formality like we see in David and Absalom. There will be a party, a celebration, the running of a father to embrace his long-lost son. And so come to him today. His heart has not stopped going out for you. He is commanding you to repent and come to his throne in humble faith. As you pray today, please remember Angel de Jesus, our national changemaker in Puerto Rico. And also remember the Kindondi Hamba Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.